The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Do you or does anyone in your family struggle with something called holiday phobia, or have you even heard of the term before? Well, here to explain and help us deal with it is Dr. Harry Barry. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning, Claire. How are you doing?
Well, I think everyone's looking forward to their holidays. Some people really, though, are not. Is that what this is?
Yes, a holiday phobia is really where a person becomes very, very apprehensive at the thought of, say, one of two things, either getting on a plane, traveling to, you know, warmer climates, or leaving the sanctity or safety of their own home and traveling even down the country in Ireland or abroad. Both of these lead to, believe it or not, many, many people will spend days, weeks, even months worrying away about both of these things. And very often, sometimes their families will know and sometimes they'll be hiding it from their families. But I think it's really important that we break them up into plane phobias and away from home phobias. And let's see how we deal with them.
Okay. Well, talk to us about the plane phobia then,
yeah,
firstly.
The plane phobia is a huge problem, and many, many people listening to will really relate to this. And that's where we spend a lot of time worrying coming up to the time. And then what we're really worried about is when we get on the plane and the plane doors shut and we finally feel trapped. That's the key word, magic word in phobias, is trapped. And when they start to feel trapped, they begin to get all these low-grade physical symptoms like shaking, sweating, stomach and knots, heart going fast. And the real danger is that it's not that they're worried the plane will crash, but they're worried that they're going to feel trapped and they're going to develop these particular symptoms. And the real problem is what will happen. They visualize in their own mind, and this is unfortunately what they do. They visualize that they're going to lose control and go screaming up and down the plane, that they're going to collapse, that the plane will have to be reversed or have to go back. And it will ruin their holiday and the holidays of everybody on the plane. And the second group then are very, very similar in many ways. And this is where the person is not just worried about being on a plane, but they're worried about leaving home, being away from the safety of home, when they go a certain distance away from home. And believe it or not, there will be people who will be listening to this who actually will be worried about leaving their home and going even down to, say, Cork or Kerry or Galway or whatever. And what they're worried about is exactly the same kind of situation, that they too will feel completely trapped when they're in this new situation. And when that happens, once again, they'll get the same low-grade physical symptoms, shaking and sweating and stomach and knots and heart pounding. And again, they're worried that what will happen is that they will collapse, that they'll have to be brought into hospital, that they'll lose control, they make a fool of themselves, or maybe if they're away from home, even the worst case scenario of all, is that they'll start to feel so panicky that they'll actually start demanding to everybody that they need to go home again.
Right.
So this is very frightening.
What I'm learning from you, Harry, is that the symptoms of both really are the same. And are those symptoms common across all phobias? And if that's the case, is the treatment the same?
Exactly. The real secret that anybody who has a phobia, the magic word is the word trapped, that they feel that they're trapped in whatever situation they find themselves in. And once you feel trapped, your amygdala or your emotional brain unfortunately triggers your acute stress system into action, and we get bursts of adrenaline. And adrenaline is this our natural fear hormone, which gives you the shaking, sweating, and stomach and pounding and fast breathing and a sense of impending doom. And the real problem is that the person thinks that it's the plane or that it's the distance from home is the problem, but it's not. It's actually these physical symptoms, because they assign a danger to these physical symptoms. And there are four common dangers. And I really would appeal to people to listen to these, because they're so, so common. The first one is that I'm going to die. I'm going to collapse and die. The second one is I'm going to lose control and run amok. The third one, that people will see me losing control. And the fourth one, that I'm going mad. So the classic example, and I can recall so many people with this visualization, say on the plane, that they visualize that they're going to lose control, run up and down the the aisle of the plane, have to be restrained, have to turn the plane around and all the rest of it. Of course, none of this ever happens, but it's what's going on in their heads.
So, Harry, can you, explain to us then how we deal with this? Because there is a treatment, isn't there, called flooding.
Yes.
How does that work?
Yes, yes. Flooding is this. The first thing you have to do, you have to dismantle their dangers. They have to see that, in fact, it's there is no danger to the plane or being away from home. And the really important part is there's no danger to these physical symptoms. They're purely simply due to adrenaline. But there's this wonderful technique, which I have just seen transform the lives of countless people. So many, I would hate to put a figure on it. But flooding means that we learn the technique of going with the physical symptoms. Instead of fighting them and trying to avoid them and try accepting that they're uncomfortable, accepting that they're not dangerous, and learning to go with them. And this has an extraordinary effect on an organ in the brain called the amygdala, which is the key to our emotional brain, which triggers our stress system into action to start with. And what we can actually do if we use flooding, number one, it very quickly shuts off within 5 to 7 minutes, the adrenaline rush. But much more importantly, it begins to reset the amygdala for good. So that we notice that the more often we use this technique, the more we lose our fear of all these particular situations, like the plane or being away from home. So it's teaching people to expose themselves to these situations, accept that they will get these adrenaline rushes and these uncomfortable feelings, and learn to use flooding as a way of combating it. And
see, what's I'm imagining now, Harry, that I have to look at a rodent, because that would be my big fear. I have to look at him in the eye and accept how I feel when I look at him. Is that what you're saying to me?
Exactly. It's not the rodent. It's not the spider. For example, they've shown that if you put a spider into a glass cage, the person will still have the same physical reaction, even though there's no risk whatsoever, you know, because the spider is in a glass cage. So it doesn't make the slightest difference what you're actually afraid of. It's not the rodent or the spider or the plane or the bus or the train or whatever it is. It's that you will develop these physical symptoms as a response. And that's what everybody is afraid of. They're afraid of the discomfort of those symptoms. So they learn to try to avoid them. And of course, the more they avoid them, the more the amygdala remembers. And the more the amygdala remembers, the worse it gets. So they get more and more and more physical symptoms. So the wonderful thing about all this is that if you can, phobias, the problem, Claire, is that phobias grow legs. I can recall one beautiful girl coming to me all the way from Paris, believe it or not, and she has 6 different phobias. So her phobias began to grow legs. So if you become afraid of one thing, you suddenly become afraid of something else and something else. And suddenly they can pile up in people's lives. Can be an absolute misery. So,
all right,
you know,
well, Harry,
so it's amazing.
It is, and it's fascinating to hear how to deal with it as well. That is Dr. Harry Barry. I have to.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.